Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, great warranties for great vehicles. Great pre-owned inventory, Sunbury Motors guarantee, so important to the buying experience. And a great service department to back it all up every step of the way. It's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. They acquired him last year in a trade with the Calgary Flames, and Matthew Tkachuk paid it off again for the Florida Panthers.
Tkachuk out at the right point covering. 15 seconds in regulation. Tkachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds.
For the faceoff from center, they'll put the clock to 4.9. The puck is down. The puck rolls over the Panthers' line down to our right. The final seconds tick away. This one's over. The Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions.
But a moment last night, and Tkachuk was so patient on the goal. Sometimes the mind of a star, I think, is always really interesting to look at, because you feel like the game is slower to them. You know, it slows down for a lot of people, but the game gets slower to them. And some people would have gone and rushed it right away. No. Kind of was patient about it, found a spot, picked it, shot it, and scored. Yeah, they have that internal clock. So important. Last time the Florida Panthers were in the Stanley Cup Final, Tiger Woods hadn't won a major. Tom Brady had not thrown a single pass for the University of Michigan. I want to say it was like 1996. And it lost, I think it was in four straight to the Colorado Avalanche.
That's correct.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. You act like I don't prepare for the show.
Oh, my almighty!
Just joking. I'll freely admit I'm doing that one off the top of my head. Well, that's sort of how I do the whole show. All right. Nobody can tell. Any other rants before I go to something else? I mean, I just want to make it, because I can't feel like I can't get in your pathway.
No, that was it for all my new material for today. Everybody heard my Thursday night flex rant yesterday, so I'll spare them that again.
Not a fan?
No, it is beyond dumb, and it's now come to a point where I don't think you can now... It's becoming less justifiable to put any blame on coaches when they're now going to be put in impossible circumstances. Yes, you heard that come from my mouth. That's how bad this is.
If they flex the Eagles to Thursday night, would you watch?
I'll be angry, but I'll watch. And I'll be angrier if they lose.
Boy. Okay. So. Um, So let's get to a couple of things, first of all. Let's start with Black Friday. We had Ryan Snyder on the show. I want to say we had him on... Was it Monday?
Yeah, that was Monday.
Monday. And, of course, we talked about it. And I know he had mentioned Peacock, and I said, no, the contract says NBC. It turns out it's going to be on both. So we were both right, okay? And the only part of this I didn't expect is the part that at least makes sense. It's playing at Ford Field. So here are the pluses that I see out of it. You know, we don't know what the two teams are going to look like once they get there. But the pluses I see that makes it palatable for Penn State to do this, right, is number one, they're not in class that week. So, yes, it'll change the preparation. It'll change what you do on Monday in particular. It takes them out of their routine, but at least they don't have class that week. It is fall break because it's Thanksgiving. Next up is the indoor concept. Playing the game at Ford Field, it takes the weather out of the equation of this. That's the part of this I didn't expect. Very good. I mean, because what Michigan, it's interesting because the Lions will play the Packers on Thanksgiving. Penn State will play Michigan State on Friday night. The Michigan High School Football State Championship games, which were supposed to be that Friday, they're supposed to go Friday and Saturday, kind of like how, you know, how Pennsylvania does it, have now been moved to Saturday and Sunday to accommodate this game Friday night. It's a win for NBC. They get a Black Friday primetime game. This game does not conflict with the Jets and the Dolphins. It's a 3 o'clock game in the afternoon. It's right there in the contract. I mean, they still haven't announced yet what the Sunday night Labor Day weekend game is yet, because that's in the NBC contract too. And as we were sitting at dinner on Tuesday night, and this came down, Gary Dolphin, who's the voice of Iowa, and Steve Rowe, who's retiring after 33 great years. Well-deserved retirement. I'll tell you, the sucker can play golf too. So can Dolphin. Dolphin can really hit it. Looked over and they said, really? He said, well, that means we'll probably be the 11 a.m. they're thinking, obviously, about in Central Time on Black Friday against Nebraska. And it turns out that CBS will have that game. So they knew what the dominant, you know, they were wondering, because they always play the Black Friday game, they were wondering if they were going to move that game tonight. And it turns out, nope. That game is going to be, I want to say Arkansas is playing that day. Who's Arkansas playing? Missouri? CBS is going to have that game, and it looks like CBS is also going to have, it's going to be a doubleheader, I think. Nebraska and Iowa first. So they think they're going to play at 11 a.m. This will be fun, you know, for Kalen, Kobe King, Jalen Reed. The heck? Theo Johnson? I mean, those are all, you know, first three are Detroit guys. Theo's from across the river in Windsor, Ontario. So that's great. And I think that playing at Ford Field is the concession you're looking for based on the time of the year. You're going to play a night game there. But everybody's playing night games across the board. I mean, night football, doesn't matter what time of the year is, becoming a staple. I mean, now, I realize other conferences are doing this, but you know, the MAC plays Tuesday and Wednesday nights, then nobody goes. But they play Tuesday and Wednesday nights in November to get their games on TV. Conference USA is going to do that in October. I mean, everybody's doing it. So. Yeah. So in the end, you know, I looked at it and go, oh, Penn State's got to be the one that has to sacrifice again. I remember they went to Illinois to play a Friday night game at SF1. Well, we have to make it. I'm like, oh, we have to do it. I looked over and go, hey, send me a note when Michigan does it. Ohio State's going to play at night with Michigan State a couple weeks earlier. Now, again, getting Ohio State, excuse me, getting USC and UCLA in, I think, has a potential to solve some of this. Because when the NBC contract came out, it was right there in black and white that there would be a Labor Day Sunday night game on NBC and a Black Friday game on NBC. It was right there. So somebody had to play it. Okay, so it's going to be Penn State at Ford Field. Penn State fans, I think, you know, that's kind of a cool thing to go up there, especially go to a place like that. Penn State wrestling fans were just there 2 years ago at Little Caesars Arena downtown for the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Detroit, so you know the lay of the land. And Detroit's worked hard to revitalize downtown. Comerica Park's right back of Ford Field. Shorter week. Maybe a day, but it still is a shorter week. And remember, I mean, you know, James is very much a pattern-oriented coach. So he knows he'll have to change the pattern. They'll use the same game plan that they used for the Illinois game a few years ago on Friday night. And then you go from there. I mean, that's three games that have been announced now for Penn State that are in prime time. West Virginia, the opener on NBC on the 2nd. Whiteout game with Iowa on the 23rd on CBS. And now this game on Black Friday at Ford Field on NBC. So that's a quarter of the schedule. I think the rest of the schedule, I'm sorry, my apologies, not the rest of the schedule. It's the wrong sentence, guys. I think the first 3 weeks of the season schedule-wise, I think might be released next week. You know, in terms of networks and kickoffs. The first 3 weeks. Not all of them. The first 3 weeks. I'll say this, and it was Steve Rowe that brought this up. He says to me, he says, it's interesting, I still haven't released a 24 schedule yet. I said, yep. Nobody knows what that means. Now, part of it is they probably haven't come up with the formula yet. And I've already discussed it. I think the 3-6-6, that's the one I would like to see. The reason I would like to see that one is I feel like I like the idea of everybody playing home and away against everybody in the conference over a 4-year span. And I'll give you an example of that. Like I said, I was with the other Big Ten announcers. Most of the vast majority of them were there. And they were Mike Grimm of Minnesota looked over at Don Fisher of Indiana, and he says, Don, how many times have you been to our place? And Don looked over, and he goes, once, 2018. One time. And Don doesn't miss games, guys. And this is on the show. I brought this up on the show like maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And I was talking about the imbalance in the Big Ten scheduling. And I did bring up that Indiana at that point had never played a game at the Bank of Minnesota. Never played a game there. Well, now, after all these years, that place has been open. When did it open? 2009? right? 2009. So that stadium's like, it's coming up on, it's 14 years old. Indiana in the conference has played there one time. That's what you want. That's not a conference when you do that. It's like Georgia has never played a game at Texas A&M. Texas A&M has been in the SEC since 2011. They've never played a game in College Station in football. Come on. That's not the concept of what this is. That's why I like the 3-6-6 model. Over 4 years, every single team eventually will play one game in your stadium over 4 years, and over the 4 years, you will play one game in everybody else's stadium. To me, that is a conference. That's why I favor the 3-6-6 model. Now, whether they go with that or not, I don't know. You okay there? Just want to make sure you're all right.
I'm better now, thanks.
I feel like the more I talk, the more you calm down. I'm kind of like melatonin. All right.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of, calm yourselves. Every time I hear you get panicked about something, I think about Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Nobody panic. They're all running like. Can't believe you're mad at Nestor Cortez. I can't believe it. Last year you were inviting him over to the house. Now you don't want him anywhere near the house.
I tell it like it is.
Are you concerned that some of the athletes are going to start telling you what they think?
No.
Because they're telling it like it is.
Not really, no.
Kind of insulated in that little booth of yours, aren't you? All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Great to have you with us on the show today. A little concerned that you're still a little upset.
I'm good now. We'll see what happens tonight, but I'm good now.
What's tonight?
Well, just in general in the sports world, what happens?
I mean, do you wake up every day like looking for fault?
I don't look for it, but if I come across it and I see it, I'm going to say something.
All right. There you go. Let's see. By the way, the contract thing with all the networks in the Big Ten, look, that stuff resolves itself. That's going to be fine. Like, you always put together the tails, and then you leave the, you put together the basic agreement, you put it together, so forth. And what happens is then you leave it, quote, to the other suits to come in and finish up the details. Okay, well, that's about where they are with this. So, to me, that's no big deal in the end. Now, the giving away of the 2026 championship game to NBC without telling anybody? Okay, that's when we sit back and go, okay, that's not good. yeah. That part is like, come on, really? But other than that, it all resolves itself. I mean, why do you think, why is it that people don't leave the SEC or the Big Ten?
Money, money, money.
Right. It's got the best of all worlds. Best of all worlds. That's why they don't. Nobody leaves. Who leaves? Nobody. Yeah, everybody else got a problem right now. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Today's show, including the complaint hotline, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We employed an entire marketing team to come up with the name of the show. Took them months, but it paid off. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee and a fabulous service department that backs it all up every step of the way. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Anything you want to jump into here before we move forward?
I'm good. Thank you.
You sure?
I'm good. I've gotten all my steam out. I'm good. And I haven't seen anything that's caused more steam in the past hour.
Hour? We're doing this on an hourly basis?
We'll call it that, sure.
I mean, you got Clark Schmidt on the mound tonight. I figured you'd be just like pacing back and forth.
Well, I'm just used to it saying how bad is this going to go tonight, and then we'll see. I already have low expectations every time he's on the mound, as well as Domingo Germán. I do pace myself, you know. If I know things aren't going to go too well, I'm ready for it. Most of the time.
We'll play this back for you later. All right.
Oh, my almighty!
Did I really say that? All right. The ACC meetings, of course, brought with it a lot of news about the Magnificent Seven and so forth. The bottom line is there are two programs there that are disgruntled, not seven. And the two are Clemson and Florida State. Everybody knows that, especially Florida State. So there are always people that put out, I have inside information. And I always sit back and go, really? Okay. So let's start with this part. All right. The way I understand it is, in Greensboro, all their agreements are locked in a vault, and a lot like a skiff that they use for government, where you're allowed to go in if you happen to be a senator, a congressman, somebody within the cabinet. You need to look at documents. You can't take the documents out, but you're allowed to go in and see them. And there's only X amount of people that are allowed. You know, I think you're supposed to go in alone. All right. Well, that's sort of the way it is with the ACC office in Greensboro. Everybody's allowed to go in and look at this stuff. I'm talking about, you know, the universities, but they can't take it out. Needless to say, there's probably an army of lawyers that have gone down there and looked at it. And everything, of course, has been what is in the grant of rights. And, you know, also what does the charter of the conference say? And I keep going back to Texas and Oklahoma. Now, you're not telling me Texas doesn't have money. You're telling me Texas doesn't have a barrage of attorneys at their disposal? Ask yourself this question. If it's so easy to do this stuff, why is it that 2 years after announcing they were going to the SEC, Texas and Oklahoma, they're both still playing in the Big 12? Why? Sometimes you have to ask a question to maybe give yourself an answer. Why? Texas has lots of money. They have lots of attorneys. Oklahoma's fine as well. They announced on right around June 30th, 2021, they're going to the SEC. In the 2021 season, where did Texas and Oklahoma play? The Big 12. Well, where did they play in the 22 season? The Big 12. Where are they playing in the 23 season? The Big 12. They finally ponied up $50 million apiece, negotiated to get out of the final year of their Big 12 contract so they could go to the SEC. They got out of the final year at $50 million apiece. Which, by the way, I believe just about matches their media money. Yeah. From the grant of rights. Son of a gun. How about that? There's been a lot of speculation about what networks can and can't do. I keep going back to, again, let's use the common sense approach. Why is ESPN laying off employees? Now, Disney, of course, told them to, but why are they laying off employees? It hasn't been visible to you yet because people that you don't know have been the ones that have been laid off so far. Right around mid-July to mid-August, right in that range, you're going to then start seeing some people that are familiar to you, in other words, people in front of the camera, being part of the layoffs. Now, this whole thing, the whole thing stinks. I don't want people losing their jobs. My goodness. I can't stand when that happens. I always love when somebody loses their job. What? Okay. Who said you had to watch? So, they're in the process of laying off people. They're also got two gigantic contracts they want to bid on. And so they are not going to be a group that comes back to the ACC and says, hey, here's more money. Florida State's going to go to the SEC. Here's more money. They already have a contract. You got another team? Got to split it up. We're not here to give you more money. We already gave you them. We already agreed to give you the money. Unless there's a clause in it that's saying you expand by more schools, I have to pay more. Something tells me that's not there. And they want to save up money to make the bid for the college football playoff and to make a bid for the NBA. I mean, you have to put two and two together to ask you why it is a certain way. Now, Fox, for example, has said they are not going to bid for the NBA. So Fox has said they aren't going to be bidding for it. Supposedly CBS is not either. So now you've got Turner, ESPN, NBC, and then maybe a streaming package with Amazon, possibly Apple could be, but maybe Amazon. Okay. They want to triple their number, and they're not going to triple their number. Nobody, you know, everybody throws out the negotiating salvo to begin with. So, you know, so the NBA threw out their opening salvo. We'd like to triple our money. So you're saying, what does triple the money mean? Well, triple the money means $7.8 billion total. Because right now there are 2.6. Now, are they going to get $7.8 billion per year in their contract? No. Tripling ESPN would mean going to $4.2 billion. Tripling for TNT, Turner, would be 3.6, because they're at 1.4 and 1.2 respectively right now. The NBA is not going to get that. But if they can get north of $5 billion, in other words, if they could get to about the $6 billion range, I should say like north of $6 billion. If they can get to the $6 billion range and slightly higher, the NBA will have accomplished its goal. And ESPN, which needs the Wednesday programming, needs the Friday programming, the Sunday ABC games, they also need to have the playoffs, they need to have a conference final, and they need to have the NBA finals. It's all a huge plus for ESPN and ABC. So you know darn well, they're readying a bid for that. College football playoff. ESPN, it's one of the few times that they, usually ESPN, when they made a bid, they've been the high bidder, and you know, but they've also, you know, but there have been other competitive bids around them. For the college football playoff, they outbid everybody by $100 million a year.
Yikes.
That's a huge number to outbid everybody by. But they did. Well, they still want to keep it. College football is incredibly lucrative for them, and the playoff's a big hook. Now, with the expansion to 12 teams, and possibly 16 down the road, you would expect there would be a split contract. And in that split contract, maybe the multiple networks, let's just say two end up getting it, could split up the first two weekends, you know, the first weekend of games, it can split up the quarterfinal games. And then, you know, maybe ESPN gets the semifinals and the finals, and that's because they'll be the highest bidder of the group. Okay? But they want it. It's important. Do they need the Pac-12 contract to do that? No. Do they need to give the ACC more money? No. They already have a contract. They're not obligated to give them more money. They're not obligated to give the Pac-12 any money once they're done with the 23-24 academic year, unless they negotiate a new contract. Live sports is still the hottest ticket going in television. Because, let's face it, you can DVR programs. I think Matt DVRs The Young and the Restless, I think.
Can you? No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Kind of worry me a little bit. But you can DVR a show. I want to DVR NCIS. And then you binge watch it. Or I want to, you know, binge watch on Netflix. You can do that. Sports, you can't do that. I mean, you can, but every phone already has the final score of every game on it. Do you really want to DVR it? Hey, I DVR'd it. They lost. Oh, I don't want to watch it. Okay. It's sports is something that's consumed in the moment, which is so valuable for advertisers. So valuable. And it makes a big difference. That's why the value of it is off the charts. And they get it now, but they have to be smart now about where they put their money. Again, they've been told you have to lay off people. They are in the process of doing that now. Well, any organization that's laying off people is not in a position to be throwing around money to save college sports programs. You signed a deal through 2036. We're here. We'll give you every year. We'll give you a check. Yeah, but we want more from the check. No, no, no. You don't understand. Like, we're done. You know, no need to call. We're good. Now, the ACC did come up with the revenue distribution, but it should be pointed out in that the base distribution for all the teams in the ACC did not change at all by that agreement. This is about future winnings. So, in other words, you get to the college football playoff, which is going to have an exponentially higher payout. Okay. Well, guess what? The team that got there is going to get a little more of that money, as an example. The base payouts aren't going to change for any of the teams or any of the schools. It's the future earnings that you get from the college football playoff. The team that goes, the school that goes, will get a higher percentage of it as a reward for winning. That's the only difference. And because there's going to be more money in the college football playoff, the distribution for everybody is going to be slightly higher anyway. That's what that means. So it's not, that's not a game changer for how ACC schools feel about their current distribution compared to the Big Ten and the SEC. It's not a game changer at all. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of talk going in, and nobody has any idea what's going on. Zero. I mean, nobody does. And we'll see how all the chess pieces play out. But, you know, the Pac-12 doesn't have a TV deal. Washington State's president says they have to tighten the belt in the athletic department because they're not expecting great results. But nobody knows what direction they're going in or where the money's coming from. The ACC, we don't like this. You signed it. Your president signed it. It may not be your president now, but he signed it. Or she signed it. Whomever. And we'll see where everybody ends up in all this. If anybody ends up anywhere in all this. Oh, Domingo Herman's on hold. He certainly doesn't want to talk to me.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Can he get the phone out of his hand?
He's probably asking if you can get the microphone out of yours.
I can, as I don't have anything on me.
Okay. Wait, look. Your team has a history of cheating. The first one got covered up.
I wash my hands before and after every show. I'm good.
You're such a dad. As we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So that information Lisa gave me about you DVRing The Young and the Restless wasn't accurate?
Very inaccurate, yeah. Those shows actually make me want to vomit. I'm not a daytime drama type guy.
Well, then why do we do the rant of the day? That's daytime drama.
Yeah, but that's good quality daytime drama.
Do you want to check with the audience about this first, or are you?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Just thought I'd mention it.
The minute Price is Right is over on CBS. Click.
You watch The Price is Right?
Of course I do. When I'm home. On the rare times that I'm home at 11 o'clock in the morning, I do. Of course. Price is Right is classic. It's one of my bucket list items is to play on Price is Right, or at least go to a taping. Absolutely.
Do you usually win?
You know what? I'm actually not bad. I'm better at some. I'm better at other games, but than others. But yeah, I think I would have a shot.
Who hosts that now?
It's still Drew Carey.
Oh, I remember when I was younger, it was Bob Barker.
Oh yeah, I mean Bob Barker was the legend, but it's been Drew Carey since then.
Oh okay. Well, nice. And you can still win a car?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. So, should we start a campaign to get you out there? Oh, by the way, two things. I thought of the suit twice on this trip.
Oh, no.
By the way. Oh, yeah. First of all, Rob Blackman, who does Purdue, is in the pits for the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, okay.
No, he said this. Rob said it's the sixth year he's done it. And I heard Rob do it last year. So I asked him, I said, are you doing Indy again? He says, yeah. In fact, he played on Tuesday. He couldn't play yesterday because they had an Indy meeting yesterday. So it was like then. And then Paul Keels from Ohio State walks up to one of the greens. He's got two clubs in his hand. I said, what do you got there? He says, I got this putter and I have this chipper thing. I said, oh, no. I said, this friend of mine refers to it as a chutter. He goes, a what?
Oh, no.
He says, it's part chipper, part putter. He says, chutter. Right? And Brian Bush of Eric Sir from Michigan, Indiana, like, what the heck? I said, he called it. I said, you know what the bothersome part is? Is that he keeps statistics on it during the round, right? And I said, I always look at it and say, I don't care. What the heck?
You didn't tell me throughout his back the one time from the chutter, did you?
Oh, and that Paul missed a couple with him. He goes, Jonesy, this chutter thing stinks.
You're listening to News.